It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Today we learned of the passing of writer, performer, teacher, and activist Dr. Maya Angelou. She was recognized for her award-winning memoirs and her reading of the poem On the Pulse of Mourning at the first inauguration of President Bill Clinton. We spoke with Dr. Angelou about her book, Mom and Me and Mom, detailing her relationship with her mother, Vivian Baxter, and how her mother had to ask her to smile.
She said, if you have one smile in you, give it to me. Give it here in the house with people, to people who care about you, who care to put food on the table and clothes on your back and shoes on your feet. Don't be dour and sour here in the house and go out and to complete strangers widen your lips and give a big smile. She said, that's not fair. But that made sense to me. And once when I did smile, she made me laugh. She said, oh, my baby has the prettiest smile. Oh, my goodness. And she called up people and said, my baby just smiled at me. And I learned, well, you know, you can be generous. And a generous action can be rewarding not just to the person who received the action, but to the person who gives the generosity.
Your mother could be very tough, but yes. she was also had this very understanding side. You became pregnant with your son Guy when you were in high school, and this was during the 40s at a time when such a thing would bring or could bring shame to a family. But your mother was amazingly understanding and supportive in a way that a lot of parents might not have been.
It's true. My mother asked me, my stepfather had asked me the night before how far pregnant was I. And I told him I would be having the baby in about 3 weeks. So my mother was up in Alaska with one of their gambling joints. And he called her, and she flew down that morning. And she walked in the house. She said, you're more than any 3 weeks pregnant. I said, I know. I'm going to have the baby in about 3 weeks. She asked me, do you know who the father is? I said, of course. I only had sex with him once. She said, and do you love him? I said, no. She asked, does he love you? I said, no. She said, then we're not going to ruin 3 lives. That's all. We're going to have a fine baby. That's all there is to it. And she never once made me feel I had brought shame on the family. Never once. She just was that kind of woman, and she loved my son, and he adored her.
Would you have become the person you are without your mother, without Vivian
No.
Baxter?
No. No, no. There are so many things I did because she said, if you want to do it, go do it. You want a job, go get it. And I went down to get a good job on the streetcars. Because I'd seen women on the streetcars. I hadn't noticed that the women were all white. They were just women. And I liked the way their uniforms fit them. And they had caps with bibs on them. And they had the little money changers and, on the belt. And they just looked smart. So I said I wanted a job on the streetcars. My mother said, go get it. When I went down to get the people at the desk wouldn't even give me an application. And I went back to my mother, really drained. She asked me, do you know why they wouldn't? I said, yes. She asked me why. I said, because I'm a Negro. She said, that's right, but do you want the job? I said, yes. She said, go get it. Take a good book down with you. You be there in the office as soon as the secretaries get there. You sit there, and you leave for lunch after they leave. But be back before they get back. And you sit there and read.
You brought Dostoevsky with you, right?
I did. Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, all of them. But the truth is, after the second day, I wanted to come home. I just didn't dare let my mother know I wasn't as strong as she thought I was. So I sat there for 2 weeks every day. And the girls who worked in the office, some of them I had helped, with their schoolwork out at George Washington High School. But they came by, they made all sorts of remarks, racist remarks, and pretended their lips were big and pushed them out at me. And oh, it was terrible, but I sat there. And finally, a man came out of an office and said, come in here. And he asked me, why do you want a job? And I said, because I like people and I like the uniforms. It's very silly. He asked me what experience I had. I told him the biggest lie in life. I told him I had been the chaufferette for Mrs. Annie Henderson in Stamps, Arkansas. And that was my grandmother, who had hardly ever been in a car, let alone had somebody drive her around in it. But I got the job.
Dr. Maya Angelou died today at her home in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. To hear the full interview, visit our website at wesa.fm.